And it's Friday, the 3rd of July, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So we're going to start with the daily statistics. Again, for Friday, the 3rd of July, 2020. And we'll start with the volumes. Very much the same as yesterday. Today it was 1.54 billion and yesterday it was 1.55 billion, so basically remains the same. And a new statistic we've included now is the average volume for each stock, and today that's 3.19 million and that's down slightly from 3.2 million yesterday. The average percentage gain loss for all the, there was 485 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's up from 480 yesterday. And of the 485 stocks, the average percentage gain is 1.59% positive. And of the 485 ASX resource stocks traded today, 202 had a gain, up slightly from 200 yesterday. 116 with no gain, up slightly from 104 yesterday, and 167 with a loss, down slightly from 176 yesterday. So the statistics are looking pretty good across the board, and we'll continue with positive news on the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today, and they were: at number one, we have Arrearden Limited, ASX code ADV, and it had a 50% gain today. At number two, we have Great Boulder Resources Limited, ASX code GBR. It had a percentage gain of 42.86% today. At number three, we have Mako Gold Limited, ASX code MKG, and it had a percentage gain of 39.13% today. At number four, we have Lindian Resources Limited, ASX code LIN. It had a percentage gain of 36.36% today. And finishing off at number five, we have Hot Chili Limited, ASX code HCH, and it had a positive gain of 33.33% today. So that rounds off the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today, and congrats to all holders of those top five stocks. Moving on to the best performing commodities for today, and they were gold, nickel and copper. The highest traded stock today was Hawkstone Mining Limited, ASX code HWK, and 25.90% of the company was traded today. And as far as the best performing project locations, there was no project location that stood out today. It was a mixture of across the board. Let's look at the top 20 staff admin spend versus project spend percentage for the last 12 months. And again, it's for the top 20 best performing stocks today. And it's sitting at 54%. And that's down slightly from 55% yesterday. So effectively, that means 54% of the money available to the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today are spending that on staff admin, leaving 46% spent on projects. So let's look at the ERP statistics for today. And there was 136 stocks traded, ASX stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. And that's down slightly from 138 yesterday. The average percentage gain is 0.30%, and that's down from 0.95% yesterday. Volume's down significantly in the ERP statistics. It's dropped to 368 million, and that's down from 518 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks, two of them are using an ERP system. So that concludes the daily podcast for today. That we won't do an overview of the best performing stock. We'll do the overview for the best performing stock for June in this podcast. So we'll now move on to the weekly statistics, and that is week ending the 3rd of July, Friday the 3rd of July 2020. And again, some very positive statistics across the board for the weekly stats. And we'll start with the volume, and that's up slightly from last week. It's sitting at 8.7 billion this week, and that's up from 8.2 billion last week. The average volume across the board for the 553 stocks that ASX resource stocks that were traded this week, the average volume was 15.7 million, and that's up slightly from 15.3 million last week. And as I mentioned, there was 553 ASX resource stocks traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's up from 537. And of the 553 stocks that were traded, the average percentage gain for this week was 8.25%, and that's up from 5.23% last week. So that's a very strong signal for a great week this week in the ASX resource sector. Excuse me. And of the 553 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher traded this week, and this is another strong positive outlook in this statistic. There was 348 with a gain, and that's up from 272 last week. There was 65 with no gain, and that remains the same as last week. And there was 144 with no gains, and that's down significantly from 200 last week. So another strong positive signal there that the market's travelling in the right direction this week. Now let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, and they were: at number one is Arrden Limited, ASX code ADV. It had a percentage gain of 200% this week. At number two we have Cygnus Gold Limited, ASX code CY5. It had a positive gain of 111.27% this week. At number three, we have Mako Gold Limited, ASX code MKG. It had a positive gain of 102.53% today. At number four, equal number four and five, we have Golden Mile Resources Limited, ASX code G88. It had a percentage gain of 100%, as did Cal North Gold Mines Limited, ASX code KGM, also 100% gain this week. So that rounds off the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, and congratulations to all the holders of those top five stocks. Let's look at the commodities for this week. The best performing commodities were gold, nickel, lithium and copper. So we can see a little bit of movement there, obviously, with the battery metals commodities. And the highest traded stock for this week was Chase Mining Corporation Limited, ASX code CML, and 59.13% of the company was traded this week. The best performing project location was Murchison District. And let's look at the percentage of staff admin spend versus project spend for the top 20 best performing stocks for the last 12 months as far as the spend. It's sitting at 46.92%. So effectively what that means is of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, the average spend on staff admin is 46.92%, leaving the remainder percentage spent on projects. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today, and there was 149 stocks, for this week, there was 149 stocks traded this week that using in the ASX resource sector that use an ERP software solution. That's up slightly from 147 last week. The average percentage gain for that is 5.26%, and that's up from 2.18% last week. Volume for this week is 2.38 billion, and that's down slightly from 2.73 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks this week, two of them are using an ERP software solution. So again, we won't do an overview today for the best performing ASX resource stock for this week, as we will do it on the best performing stock for the month of June. So that concludes the weekly update for the statistics. We'll now move on to the update statistics for the month of June. So overall, June was a very positive month, and we'll start with the monthly volume. It was 30.9 billion, and that's up from 22.5 billion in May. And the average volume for each company in June was just over 56 million, and that's up from an average of 41 million in May. The average percentage gain loss, I'll start with the number of stocks traded for June. It was 550, and that's up slightly from 545 in May. And of the 550 ASX resource stocks that traded in June, the average percentage gain was 12.89%, and that's down from 23.02% in May. So still a great month for June, with the average stock gaining just over 12%. And of the 550 ASX resource stocks that were traded in June, 273 had a gain. That's down significantly from 377 in May. There were 39 with no gain. That's up from 30 in May. And for the losses, there was 238 with a loss, and that's up from 138 with a loss in May. So still positive statistics there, but you know, we'll just follow that one closely, because obviously we like a lot more gains than losses. So let's look at the positives and the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for the month of June. And they were: at number one, we have Next Metals Exploration Limited, ASX code NME. And it had a positive gain of 635.29% for the month of June. At number two, we have Metalize City Limited, ASX code MCT. It had a percentage gain of 428.57%. And just to provide an insight into those two, the top one and two best performing stocks for June, they have projects in the same area in the Eastern Goldfields in Kalgoorlie. So that might be worth following. At number three, best performing ASX resource stock for June was Rocks Resources Limited, ASX code RXL. It had a positive gain of 236% for the month of June. At number four, we have Ausgold Limited, ASX code AUC. It had a positive gain of 223.08% for June. And rounding off at number five, we have Musgrave Minerals Limited, ASX code MGV, and it had a positive gain of 210%. So a huge congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks. And just to provide another insight, from what I can see, all those top five best performing resource stocks all have projects within Western Australia. So that could be worth keeping an eye on. So that's the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. Now let's look at the best performing commodities, and they were gold, nickel and copper, all performing well. The highest traded stock for June was Wiluna Mining Corporation Limited, ASX code WMX, and 212.07% of the company was traded in June. So lots of trade in that company. The best performing project locations for the month of June was Fraser Range, Kalgoorlie and Patterson Range. Again, all project locations located in Western Australia. Now looking at the top 20 percentage of staff admin versus project spend over the last 12 months for the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for June, and that was sitting at 44.17%. So in other words, that means 44.17% is being spent on staff admin over the last 12 months, with the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for June, leaving the remainder spent on projects. So that's quite a positive sign there to see more money being spent on projects. So let's move on to the ERP statistics for June. There was 149 stocks traded in June that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 141 in May. The average percentage gain was 5.03%, and that's down from 11.20% in May. The volume has increased in June to 11.6 billion, and that's up from 9.1 billion in May. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for June, three of them are using an ERP software solution. So we'll now move on to the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for June, which was NEX Metals Exploration Limited, ASX code NME, being the best performing stock, ASX resource stock for June. Let's start with the overview of their projects. They have a number of projects in Western Australia, predominantly focused on gold. As far as their project spend and staff admin over the last 12 months, they've spent very little on projects, 150,000 odd, and only 249,000 on staff admin. So they could be ramping up to do something in the next 12 months. But again, we'd have to sort of talk back to the board as far as what their plans are for the next 12 months. They currently have $27,000 in the bank as of the current quarter. That's excluding any capital raise prior or coming up and coming. Their current market cap is just under 20 million, and they have just over 192 million shares on offer. Now, their share prices performed extremely well in 2020. It started at 1.1 cent. It's now up to 10 cents, so significant gains in 2020 for this company. That's a fantastic gain. We'll now look at the shareholders of the company, starting with the directors. And between the directors, they own close to 10% of the company, so that's a very positive sign. And as far as the top 20 shareholders and directors own in excess of 51% of the company. So again, a strong following in the top 20 and loyal as well. So that was an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for June, which was NEX Metals Exploration Limited, ASX code NME. So that concludes our podcast for today for the overview of the daily, weekly and month of June. We hope you've gained some valuable insights, and if there's anything else you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and enjoy your weekend. Good evening.